I don't know what the hell hit my allergies, which allergies got hit, but I am just fucked right now. Like, I don't even have a pleasant way to say it. My body is fucked.
Guess we could just say, ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your host,
Oh, buddy.
Salsa.
James.
Add Jeddah.
I think that's the perfect way to say it.
I have allergies.
So, Jenna will be drinking a NyQuil-tini tonight.
God.
What are y'all drinking?
Oh,
I have a
go-ahead.
You have a go-ahead?
I do.
You do have a go-ahead. You can go
ahead. A go-ahead is a Dr. Pepper and
butterscotch liqueur
there you go.
Is what I have.
So you have a go-ahead.
I have a bottle cocktail, which is Dr. Pepper and some kind of butterscotch liqueur.
Zang.
I'm going through the remnants of what was left behind, the left booze. So I haven't tried it yet. Actually, you can see it still.
Left booze is my Katy Perry cover band.
Ooh, very nice. All right. It tastes kind of like someone dropped a Werther's Original in my Dr. Pepper. And it's not bad. It's not great. It's not something I would seek out, but it is definitely drinkable.
Okay.
So.
Nice.
It's fair. James?
I have a hot cider and whiskey, a hot Johnny Jump Up.
Hot Johnny?
A toddy jump up?
A Johnny Todd.
Interesting.
I'm using spiced rum, or not spiced rum, spiced whiskey in mine. So
well, I've got the corkscrew here as I am removing the cork.
I've heard of a screwdriver, but
removing the cork here from my bottle of mead.
Ooh,
yeah. There we go.
Oh, baby, yay.
This is my tea mead that has been brewing for the last year.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it does.
So I used a white chocolate pu'er tea from the tea source.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been brewing and sitting for a year. And it is bottled as of yesterday. So, I am a little disappointed because the smell is kind of manky, actually. It's an unpleasant aroma, and that disappoints me a great deal because the tea smells fantastic. But yeah, this smells less than appetizing. The flavor, on the other hand.
Oh.
It's got...
Good.
Like, a lot of vanilla. And that white chocolate. And the tea gives it just a little bit of the bitterness. And that all... balancing out with the honey from the mead. It's... It's there's a lot going on, like a lot going on, in just every sip.
Nice.
My wife hates it.
Oh,
I love it. So more.
Congratulations
for me.
On making a mead that your wife hates.
Mm.
Finally, you get something to yourself.
Yeah, this is
taking a lot of research, but
this is
going
to be all mine.
We've finally done it.
But yeah, I like it. So,
good.
So, what y'all been up to?
Lots.
I'm looking for a place to live.
There's that.
The saga continues.
God.
It's true.
I don't believe I had hit this point last week, but I decided that I just need to not live in a house that I'm constantly struggling against mice for control. So I'm finding some lovely places, and I'm hoping I can get into one of them. There's this one apartment complex. Let me tell you all about this one apartment complex that I am hoping.
Hey, Jenna. Tell us all about this apartment complex.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It is located on the northeast corner of Bede Makassar.
Okay.
Right where Bede Makassar and Lake of the Isles, there's kind of that little...
That strip in between, yeah.
The strip in between. And, yeah, it's just east of that strip.
Okay.
And by just east, I mean... There's that road that you go along to get from one lake to the other, and it is on that road.
Sure.
So, the Jenna that loves lakes and water and everything else is like, ooh. But this apartment complex, some very tiny apartments. James would be pleased. They have some... one bedroom, 620 square feet apartments. So
a little?
A little. Is wee. on the lake for about $1,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is that I'm going to be paying that amount regardless of where I live, because that's just kind of what rent is right now.
Yeah.
But... This is on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it has underground parking, which is just the sexiest thing ever. I hate taking snow off my car.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely hate scraping ice off my car.
Mm-hmm.
So, has underground parking. It's 7 stories tall.
Wow.
And it has... a rooftop patio, lounge area that has grilling and a little fire feature, I'm going to call it that, because I think it's like gas operated, but like mimics a fire pit.
Sure.
That overlooks the lake.
Very nice.
Also a rooftop pool.
Mm-hmm.
There is a party room that has a lovely view of Bede Makassar.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fitness center, laundry, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So, like, the amenities are fun. There's no sauna, and I'm very upset about that, but I think I'll manage to get over it. It's not like I'm going to use a sauna during the pandemic times anyway.
Sure.
I mean,
like,
but
yes.
Hopefully these pandemic times won't last forever.
No, but like, I'm not going to feel safe until there's a vaccine, and that's a ways away yet.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of everything that's happening with that. I've got my fingers crossed. I'm hoping for it. I wish they'd call me back. I'm trying not to be the person that emails and then calls again and then texts.
Like, hey, like, we went to that apartment viewing together. It seemed like we had a really good time, but I haven't heard from you since then.
Yeah. So, yeah, and it is, it's a few blocks away from Lagoon and Hennepin. And like all of that stuff over there, so it's just a couple blocks from a grocery store, and
nice.
Yeah, so it's a neat little building, and I'm hoping I get to live there and drink margaritas on the roof.
This
is my plan.
I squeeze my thumb for you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
Everybody's got their thing, James. Don't judge.
Some people juggle geese.
Is there a reason for squeeze your thumb, or is that...
It is a European fingers crossed.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Squeeze my thumb.
Oh.
Neat.
I when I was living in Switzerland, I encountered that. People would be, ich drück meine Daumen. And there's, what? And I squeeze my thumb for you. Cool. But no, it's the continental fingers crossed.
Oh.
Nice. Well, somebody's gone all continental.
Oh, very, yeah.
Like a hotel breakfast.
Damn right. Could really go for some breakfast right now. Yeah, no, and you're really close to some pretty good food and stuff down there.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah.
There's so much good food in that area.
Like, you're really, really close to, what's it called? That burger place.
Hamburgueses? El Gordo?
No.
No, the burger place that we usually go to for, after
oh, yeah.
Lunch.
Oh, Burger Jones.
Yeah, Burger
Jones. Yes, Burger Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, that's on the other side of the lake tip.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Just the tip.
Just the tip, just for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you'll be farther away from salsa.
Oh,
I mean,
bonus.
That's a good thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
There's always that.
Can't complain about that.
I'll also be farther away from piles of rubble, and I'm kind of feeling okay about that.
Yeah, there's that, too.
I was driving around for, you know, looking at that place and just kind of driving around the lakes is the thing that I do to peace my mind a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was coming back towards our neighborhood here, and I was like, oh God.
Mm.
Oh.
Mm.
Everything's sad.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's a fitness room that I'll never use, so that's cool.
That is cool. Is that because it's touched by a bunch of sweaty people, or is it...
No, I just don't have the discipline or much of the motivation.
Fair enough. I absolutely understand.
Yeah, I don't really equipment much. I do yoga, and I do, like, various body stretch exercise type things, but I'm not really I'm not a cyclist.
Mm.
I'm not going to walk up and down imaginary stairs.
Fair.
So, yeah.
What about you, James?
Did a couple of things. The first thing is that I made enormous strides in putting my room together in a way that really maximizes the space. I started framing up awards and documents, things like that, replacing the frames on things that were broken a couple of places ago. And that's very satisfying. And I'm starting to put those things up. And it's really good to have my room arranged in a good way. I did that so that I would have a better backdrop for this last Friday's Ville show, which I think went exceedingly well. It was weird for me because when you're the co-host, your job is not necessarily to be funny, or at least I don't really have a grasp on how to do that job in a way that feels satisfying. But I also don't want to detract from the rest of the show or distract from the rest of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think if you are too present and too fun or too funny, that it really pulls focus. So I think I might be ideal for it because I am not not those things. But it's something where it's an art form that we are still figuring out as a performance group. And it feels very strange to be a co-host. So I've got to... It reminds me a lot of just starting out as a ringmaster when the champions get into the fencing ring, because they become the show. As the ringmaster, I stop being the show and trying to direct things and still do the necessary bits and pieces while allowing them to be forward and to take over the entertainment part. It feels weird. Not bad, but just I feel like I should be doing more to help with it. But I think the show overall went really well. And a lot of the new bits and pieces that we came up with felt fantastic. Including having... Christopher Jones draw films, but replacing a word from the film with dildo. So,
sure.
Like
you do,
as one does. So instead of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, it would be Indiana Jones and the Dildo of Doom, something like that.
The Temple of Dildo,
or that.
I think the Temple of Dildos would be more amusing in my head.
Yeah? Not Dildo of Doom?
No. Hmm. The Temple of Dildos.
I don't want the Dildo of Doom.
Fair enough.
That scares me.
But all of that was pretty good fun, and then the Vill rounds themselves, I think, had a lot of energy and a lot of real good exchanges in them. The jokes were really solid. And then, so I did it so that I would have a better backdrop for that, because I couldn't fit this, thing that I have behind me. I couldn't fit that between myself and the bed that used to be immediately behind this chair. I also couldn't sit especially comfortably in this chair. Now I have tons of room, and it feels really good. And the other reason for doing that was that... the quarterly LAN party took place last weekend.
Ah.
And so we had a Halloween. And it was really fun. And having my room a little better situated felt a lot better. By far the most fun that we had. We had all of these super spooky games set up, and we were spooking the crap out of ourselves. With a lot of these things, but then we just decided to take a break and play a game called Overdrive Mech City Brawler, and it's giant robots fighting other giant robots for supremacy of the Earth, and it's hilarious and fun and well designed, and one of my favorite parts about it is that instead of just being a regular fighting game, you can have one person per robot, or you can add cockpits to the robot, which divide the tasks that you can do with the robot by that number of seats. And so if you have, for example, Stefan Senpai and myself fighting two of our friends, Stefan Senpai had the arms and the head, and I had the legs and some of the superpowers and things, and we had to coordinate and work together in order to successfully fight. So it was real fucking great. It ended up being kind of the hit of the LAN party. We've been playing a lot of Among Us, but that's a cultural phenomenon now.
It really is.
And I had my first successful attempts at being the imposter this last weekend as well, because ordinarily I'm just awful at it. I cannot kill people fast enough before they complete the tasks, and I get found out immediately also. But
right.
It's like anything, it's a skill, I guess. So I had a lot of fun playing that, and there were some really dumb, not great, spooky games that just, my problem with them isn't that they are scary. My problem is that they are badly programmed.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not well designed. They're not well outfitted at all. And then, it makes it frustrating for a reason other than difficulty.
Sure.
Which I really don't like. So, there were those, and I don't feel they're worth mentioning, but then we played a game called Phasmophobia, where you and your friends are ghost hunters, and you're going to a haunted location. Just like that. Except we got murdered repeatedly.
Oh.
Because if the ghost activity becomes heavy enough in an area, the ghost will just lock the door and then start hunting your team. And one of our group was like, "No, I'm not playing it, not doing it."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, okay. Is there a particular reason, the motivation behind not?" And he's like, "No, it's just it's too fucking spooky for me right now, and I'm at a point in my life where I don't need to impress you fuckers. So I'm not doing it." And it turned out that he had tried it in VR. It's one of those games that has a VR mode. And so not only was he, you know, normal spooked, but like in your face, in your ear holes, like surround sound and video spooked. So it's it was a lot just on my screen, so I can only imagine the terribleness, the bodily chemicals that must have been flowing. So that, but yeah, giant robots fighting each other, and one of us forming the head. It was a delightful time. So there was that.
Nice.
All right. Halloween happened.
Yes.
So, and I have two kids of Halloweening age.
That the hell you say? Never heard of them.
Our neighborhood last year, we got slightly over 100 people.
Hmm.
Or 50 people. I don't remember the. A lot.
Those numbers are close enough. To
yeah, no,
be
but
indistinguishable.
I know. It was a lot. I don't. The number is not that important. I just know we had a lot. And this year we had like 7. You know.
Mm-hmm.
For obvious reasons.
Sure.
We understand. Mm-hmm. For our kids, what we did instead of like the trick or treating thing,
mm-hmm.
was my wife made a bunch of bags, little plastic bags of candy, you know, and then we like set the bags at the end of the drive, you know, at the end of the steps, basically, and we had we set up the fire pit, you know, on our front lawn, and kind of sat there, and if people came by, they were like, okay, take a bag from the table over there.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife took some of those bags, like 6 of those bags, and hid them in our backyard. And then our kids did that. Like, they did a like an Easter egg hunt for their trick-or-treat bags in the backyard.
Good, huh?
So they still had a little bit of run around, and, you know.
That sounds like
they
a
got
blast.
To put on their costumes. And then we looked up the street, and there was a couple other neighbors that were kind of having a similar idea of us, of having a table by the sidewalk and having a, you know, a bonfire by their house. And so my wife took the kids, you know, up one side and down the other of the street. And
sure.
There was probably half a dozen houses on our block that were doing something. Mm-hmm. One of the houses did have the tube where they slid the the candy down the tube, which my kids thought was the best. So, but yeah, it was a very low key Halloween, which I'm okay with. My daughter dressed as Hermione because she is all into Harry Potter right now.
Mm-hmm.
And my son was a robot, and we made his costume out of cardboard boxes and tinfoil, and he was pleased as hell with how that turned out. They're kids, so you know they got to run around and play in costumes and got some candy, and so they don't care.
Yeah.
It was fun. So that's the thing that happened. Like I said, I did some bottling. I bottled my mead. Five of the gallons of cider is currently sitting in my freezer. Slowly being turned into Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And good times. The other thing that happened to me is I got a new job.
Uh-huh. Yay!
Now I still have my old job. Don't worry, I'm still doing IT. This is a nights and weekends job that I have now. but I am now the web statistician for the Minnesota Magicians hockey team.
So functionally, exactly what you were doing before, but now you're paid for it. Watching hockey.
Well, I mean, there's a little more than that, but yes, basically. Basically, what it is if you have ever been on the website of any sports event happening, they've got the real-time stats happening on their website, which is, you know, for football, it would be each down, you know, for hockey, it's goals, penalties, you know, things like that. The score and...
People up the bat.
The score and relevant data, you know. But it was... It's one of those things that it's a really easy job to do, but they just need someone to do it. Because that is important data for...
Yeah.
Not only for the fans, but for other coaches. Like the, you know, the... My boss, the president of the organization, he was like, you know, it's one of those things that the coaches, you know, in the middle of a game here, like during the intermission, like as they're walking down the tunnel to their locker room, they're pulling out their phones and they're checking the scores of the other games, you know, because that's important information for them to be able to do their jobs. You know, they need to know how all of the other teams in the league are doing, who's winning, who's losing, who's streaking, you know, who's doing well, what players are having a good day, what goalies aren't. You know, they need to know this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be me. I'm going to be seated behind the bench area in the operations area, along with the ringside announcer and the cameraman and things like that. So yeah, exactly. I will be in the ops only area. No fans will be, which is a good thing, honestly, because it means that I won't be rubbing shoulders with Johnny Q Public at any point. You know, I will be in a segregated, separate area. So that's good. The arena has also capped their attendance at 250 people, and they've done the little like 6-foot X's all over the place
for
social distancing and stuff like that. They're doing what they can to keep people safe and still do what they do. And talking it over with my wife, you know, that was a big concern of ours, was if I do this, how can I stay safe? You know, will I be safe?
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that they are doing, you know, trying to be safe about? And it is, you know, masks are mandatory and they've got all these other things. So I think it'll be okay. But at the same time, we were talking about, you know, we aren't doing anything else right now. So if this is something that I would do, then this would be the year to do it.
know? Oh yeah.
So yeah, it's I'll get paid to go to the games and just keep their website updated with the up to date stats and things, and yeah, sounds pretty good deal to me.
Yeah.
So.
It's like having a fantasy football team, but for real, and hockey.
Except it's not like that at all.
Oh,
James, I appreciate your unique perspective into what is happening in the world around you.
This is the way that people used to write "Have a great summer" in my yearbook, right? Like, you're such a unique guy. Have a great summer.
That's good though, right?
I mean, they didn't want you to have a bad summer, so
yeah,
can't be all bad.
Yeah, very, very few fuck offs and dies in my
there you go.
In my yearbook.
See?
Mostly just notes in my locker. That was
See, all of the notes in my yearbook all said good luck in Sweden.
Aw.
It's like, wow. Guys, I'm going to Switzerland.
So well intentioned.
Yeah, I know. It really was, but at the same time, it was like, guys, that's like two different countries. Like they're different.
Yes.
But it's cold and over there. So.
And they have an IKEA.
Oh my god. Yeah. So. Anyway,
Oh, go ahead.
Nope, I lost it.
I'm sorry.
I blame my allergies.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah, other than that, I can't really think of anything, so should we take a break?
I think that's a fine idea.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Yep. I'm ready now. I mean...
Yeah, but now he's having a drink. He's relaxing.
Now
he's gonna take his pants off.
Oh God, please don't! Ah, son of a bitch! All right.
you assume I have my pants on. Oh yeah. By the way, we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna. Oh.
Nice.
Yay! We did it. I can go home now, right?
No, there's something else that we're doing that we all have to talk about.
All of us? Are we all involved in something?
Most of us. At least three of us.
You guys are involved.
How many of
in
us
the Illuminati
are there?
No.
I don't think you're supposed to talk about that
one. The first rule of Illuminati is you don't talk about Fight Club. Wait.
You said we were all in the same... Oh, I've said too much.
Yes, you have.
Hey, listeners of the podcast.
Hello.
Guess what time it is? Guess what time of the year it is?
Time to get a new watch.
I mean, we did have to fall back.
Oh,
so
yeah, that's
there's an extra hour. That might be fucking with me too. Anyway.
Yeah.
No, but aside from actual time stuff, it's November.
Yes.
Which means Give to the Max is happening.
Woo!
It absolutely is.
What is Give to the Max, you say?
Is it a Max that you give money to?
Kind of.
Yes.
I mean...
And?
Is Max von Sydow still kicking?
Yes, I believe so.
Or Max Headroom. We can give money to Max Headroom.
I believe that Max Headroom, the actor who portrayed Max Headroom, is also still in existence.
So anyway, Give to the Max is an event that happens across various states, I think during different times of the year, but right now it is the Minnesota Give to the Max.
Ooh.
And this event is an event that takes place wherein people are encouraged to donate to nonprofits.
Uh-huh.
Several nonprofits have gone out and gotten things like matching grants and have set up various teams to fundraise money for their nonprofit.
Uh-huh.
The thing that Give to the Max also does is that they award daily random money gifts to people, depending on how much money they've raised. They get just so many, it increases their odds to win more money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's cool.
The rich and get richer.
And ideally, so do our projects. Not us as individuals, but like our projects, this comedy production company.
Well, I didn't say what nonprofit I was raising funds for.
Oh, God. That's true.
Ooh. Yeah,
it could be dildos for baseball players.
Dildos of Doom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Temple of Dildos.
Temple of Dildos.
Yeah. It
Temple
begins.
Of Dildo Doom.
Ooh.
Anyway, no. So listeners, you may know that the three of us are involved in a very specific comedy theater company.
And the it hell happens
to be. You guys are a part of the Illuminati too?
God damn it.
Is the Illuminati a theater comedy company?
If it wasn't before.
I mean, where else are we going to learn such a flair for the dramatic?
Oh, I see. Fearless Comedy Productions is, in fact, participating in Give to the Max this year. And you, dear listener, could be our hero.
Mm-hmm.
We're your hero.
Yes. So there are Fearless Comedy Productions has 5 teams this year.
Mm-hmm.
There is the Writer's Block team,
mm-hmm.
which my daughter is heading that one up, and I'm so proud of her.
Nice.
She's a team leader, and I'm proud of her regardless. But like, right. I'm pleased. Anyway, and then there's the Boozy Baking. Mm-hmm. With Don and Angela. Mm-hmm. And they're doing that soon, so you're going to want to go to the Give to the Max Fearless page. We should probably link the entire page so people can find things. But
it's a good idea.
I don't see theirs under this one.
Oh, you know what? Theirs might be more Facebook based.
I think theirs is more... Yeah.
More just kind of a Facebooky thing. Well, we should see if we can. I think they have an event. We should link their event.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because they're baking boozy baked goods.
Mm-hmm.
I know, right? I don't remember what other teams there are.
There is Spooky Squad.
Mm-hmm.
Spooky Squad.
There is Dungeon Drawlers.
That's my team that I'm on.
What, you have a team?
Rapes.
And then there's the good team, Old Time Entertainment.
Yes. Oh, you mean the team that has so far raised the most money.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
dang.
And we have hit our first goal already.
Shit. I see how this is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, but so listeners, the different teams will do different things to try to get you to give them their money. If they hit certain goals, they will do certain things. For instance, Old Time Entertainment has hit our $250 goal, mm-hmm. which is our first goal, which means anybody that donates or has donated will receive not one, but two postcards with jokes on them.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
One of them from our team leader, Tim, and one of them from a random team member. We guarantee no form of quality in these jokes. We just guarantee that they will be jokes. So, yeah, and then our next goal is a pie fight.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
We get to $500. We will do, in the style of the quarantine, like, stage combat stuff, where somebody throws a punch at the camera, and then it cuts to the next person where they receive that punch, and then they deliver a blow.
That's so good.
Yeah, those chain videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, chain video. There you go.
Yep.
So yeah, we'll be doing a chain video pie fight at 500.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
Because yes.
That's pretty outstanding.
I know. I really, really, really hope we hit that because I want to do it so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's such an achievable goal too. Like that's.
I mean, we're already past our first goal, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're. Pigeon on a chair.
Although it also means that because there's a high probability of it happening, I can look at the weather for the next few days and try to pick a good day to when to record mm-hmm. my segment of that. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep.
So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just talking with one of our other team members, Allison, about that very thing.
Mm.
She was like, I should pick a good day. I was like, you're smart.
Mm-hmm.
I've had other things on my brain. You're brilliant. Thank you.
Planet? What?
I know. That usually seems like a thing I would be on top of, too. But, yeah, my life's ridiculous right now.
Right.
If we get to $750, various people will be taking old-time photos of themselves dressed in old, various time periods, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Doing something modern. So, possibly a Victorian lady driving a car.
Mm-hmm.
Or a flapper playing the switch. Or, yeah, just things like that. So, I don't remember what we're doing after
Very
that.
Very anachronistic. At $1,000, we will do one of those duck and cover PSAs from the 50s.
Mm.
Oh wow!
Yeah. At 12:50, Tim will write a amusing Schoolhouse Rock style song. And
oh,
at
wow.
And at $1,500, the team will do a 80s style jazzercise video.
I'm so excited for Jazzercise. I really hope we make it.
That's exciting.
So yeah, there's some real fucking good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Coming your way if you give your money to old time entertainment and you want to.
Yeah. Now, you two are on the same team.
We are.
Correct.
So I feel like
Which
I have to
outnumber you.
Yeah, that's also true. I mean, you ordinarily also outnumber me, but yes, this as well.
Yeah, but we're not always on the same side outnumbering.
Very rarely. Mm-hmm. Honestly, very rarely. Yeah. So we've got a couple of challenges, and we also have a few like small things that we're doing when people donate above a certain amount, and depending on who you donate to and that kind of stuff. So look for those posts. I am getting mine approved before I talk about it, but I'm very excited about the extremely stupid and tiny gift that I will give each person.
Of course you love it because it's tiny.
Also true. But our overarching goals are $250 dump stat. Members of Dungeon Drawlers will use our character sheets, which we're posting online. And we will do a video of us attempting something, doing a stat check for our dump stat, for our lowest stat number for us as people. Now, for me, my lowest stat is wisdom, and I want both of you to pretend to be shocked. There we go. Thank you.
Okay.
Good. Visual jokes and on audio podcast, but that was delightful. So I will be doing a check of my wisdom in a spectacular video fashion. So there's also the micro campaign. We're going to be doing a game of for $500. If we reach $500, we'll be doing a game of 10 candles, which is a super fun, very not quick, but like a what they call a one shot, where everybody sits down for a single night and goes through a story. And we will be making that campaign available online so that folks can watch and sort of join in.
So this isn't just like 5/8 of a 16 candles reference.
No.
Okay.
No, this is it's a system that people.
Because I want to know who you're going to kiss on top of the table.
I mean, you, right?
I'm not on your team.
Does it have to be somebody on my team? Well, then Stefan Senpai is on my team, so...
there you go.
I mean, so is Bryn, but so is Stefan. So there's that. And then Insta character meet and greet, where we will have a character basically made at the utmost speed. And then we will introduce our new characters and let people ask us questions, and we have to be in that character. $1,000, there will be a pub sing where we will all write, perform, and record our own verses of What Do You Do When Dungeon Crawling? $1,250, we will dress up in our most adventuresome garb. And perform really mundane stuff like bringing our Amazon returns to a drop-off location, getting donuts, and washing the dishes, things like that, mopping the floors as a barbarian, as a rogue. And then 1500 is a macro campaign where we will be doing a more classic campaign with the preferred edition. And so it will be a large scale and elaborate quest.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But we figure that stuff is pretty fun, and I am definitely looking forward to, you know, continuing to be as stupid as possible, honestly.
You?
Right. I know. Shocking everyone. Yeah. But, yeah, I will be in the next few days also on Facebook and linked here as well. We'll be... providing small donation rewards that I think people are going to enjoy.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Super
That's
cool. Also, did you guys know that we have a matching grant right now for,
yes,
for
we did.
Any donation? So, yeah, if you donate to... Old Time Entertainment or Dungeon Drawlers, or
whoa,
one of the
whoa,
other
whoa,
items.
Whoa, whoa.
Honestly,
who? What? No, they're going to give to. Old
I mean,
Time
we're the ones that need it. No, it's you. You have money.
No, no. The reason we have money is because our goals are better.
Well, I mean, you just I.
People want to see our goals.
It's hard to send postcards as a barbarian.
Are you kidding? That would be amazing.
Well, there you go.
Just like scratches and claw marks, like somebody wrote on it using a slate.
I see that you signed this with an X. Yes. I see that you also wrote everything else as an X. Yes.
So listeners, whether you choose wrongly or whether you donate to Old Time Entertainment, regardless of your choice, your donation will be matched. Mm-hmm. So if you give us 20, we get 40. You give us 50, we get 100. We have the current matching grant is from the Shakti JCs, I believe.
Nice.
They gave us a lovely matching grant of $2,000.
What?
But we only get that money if we match it.
Mm-hmm.
So, listeners, if you do not have the funds, totally understand. In that case, please share this with people who might actually have the funds.
Yeah.
And tell them that Fearless Comedy Productions and people that you know that are important to you, or at least that you listen to blabber every week, are looking to raise this money so that we can continue to provide comedy once we're out of the pandemic, but also during.
Yeah.
And to provide opportunities for other people to be able to do comedy too.
Yeah, honestly,
to develop new talent.
It's going to give folks some really great stuff to watch and share.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm really looking forward to that pie fight.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to these campaigns.
Yeah, it really is like Jenna said, if you don't have the money, tell other people, because it really will benefit you if you tell other people, because then they'll give us money and then you will still get to see the shenanigans that we do.
Mm-hmm.
So you are still benefiting by doing that, so
also,
please do it.
When Salsa James and I ask people for money as individuals, we know the exact same people.
Yeah.
So our net doesn't get cast as broadly as maybe it could otherwise if we were three independent individuals.
Yes.
As far as we can cast that net, we don't want anybody to go to the poorhouse trying to donate to our cause, but sharing is way more helpful than you would think.
Yeah.
Sharing is super helpful.
It is caring.
Caring is caring.
That is what I have heard.
Rumor has it. I was gonna not say it because I knew you were gonna do that.
Rumor has it.
But then I couldn't think of anything, and so then I said it, and then you did it, and now I'm just sad.
Rumor has it.
You don't have love anymore.
Should we take a break?
You know, there are some days I really wish I did edit this thing.
Rumor has it.
We're going to take
a... Salsa, stop us. Stop us, Salsa.
We're going to take a break.
Yay!
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Penn was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpenn.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
Sure are.
Hey,
boy, howdy am I. There's only one of me, bitches.
And we should do a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from Dennis Zastara.
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 Oh,
that was bad.
Oh, my God, it's so horrifying.
Dennis says, now that the pressure of 500 episodes is finally over.
Wait, I want to clarify. When I said it's so horrifying, I was not referring to them. I was referring to what we did.
Yes.
I want to be clear. Dennis, you are beautiful. You are not horrifying.
We love them.
These two, however.
Also true.
Dennis says, now that the pressure of 500 episodes is finally over, I can take a few minutes to send my regards to Salsa and friends. That last episode really was one. So anyway, now that it's finally October, uh-huh. Let's get spoopy.
Spoopy.
You're spoopy.
It's not a typo.
What?
Spoopy is not a typo.
What does it mean? I'm not familiar.
It is a turn of phrase, meaning spooky in a campy way.
I see. Question number
one.
Yay! Yes or no?
I'm going to say yes, and yes.
Will I play with a Ouija board? No.
Oh.
Yes.
I would play with a Ouija board, but I don't care. Like, I refuse to be wigged out by something produced by Parker Brothers.
That's fair.
Unless it's Monopoly. Monopoly's shady as shit.
That is scary.
I am way more scared of Monopoly than I am of a Ouija board.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. So, alright. Uh-huh. Question number two. Green or red? Gonna go with red.
I'm gonna say it's for witch or devil.
Ooh.
And I would be more likely to dress up as a devil.
Devil woman.
I do still have a little devil horns and devil tail from when I was a sorority girl. Just saying.
That seems so correct. I would say green then. If it's, because you might be right. I think I would choose witch over devil.
All right. Question number three. Oxford or Webster?
Webster.
I gotta go with the Oxford on this one.
OED is the official resource of Scrabble. And Webster's Dictionary has made some choices in the last few years that I am not especially for.
Oh.
You down with OED? Yeah, you know me.
I actually appreciate Webster's willingness to allow English to be a living language and include current cultural vernacular.
Current cultural vernacular, like the use of mood as a statement and not just an adjective, I am for, but the some of the things like.
So you only want Webster to include the cultural references that you use and approve of.
Correct. Is that too much to ask?
Even if they're used in a broader cultural sense.
Jenna.
Correct.
James is a white male. Of course he wants just his way.
Irregardless of that.
What does does Eric Gardless have to do with anything?
With it. So that happened.
I just wanted to make James vomit a little bit.
Question number four. Luke or Owen? Well, Uncle Owen got dead real fast, so Luke Skywalker.
Yeah. If Luke had been toasted early on, that would have been a very short movie.
Although,
what else could it be referencing?
I mean, I do feel like Uncle Owen's backstory, because he's like related to royalty, apparently.
Hmm.
True.
Well, there's also Luke Wilson and Owen Wilson, the Wilson brothers.
Oh, I suppose.
Who are famous actors?
Which one was the one that was in Idiocracy?
Luke.
Then Luke.
Yeah, I think I prefer Luke because of Idiocracy and also because of just a couple of other roles that he's had. I tend to like those a lot better than
think
Owen
of another
Wilson.
Role that he has had.
I don't know any of these references or any of these bits and bobs. So I'm going to say I believe, and I don't connect with my family much. I know I have a cousin Luke. I think I might also have a cousin Owen.
Oh. Maybe that's the context.
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Seems likely.
Yeah, which of Jenna's cousins does she know better? And that would be my cousin Luke. So,
all right.
There we go.
I drastically prefer Wes Anderson films, Luke Wilson's characters to Owen Wilson's characters.
I drastically prefer in Wes Anderson films that they end.
I mean, ideally, that would be a terrible film otherwise.
Oh, God, it already is. Question number five.
Salsa has opinions.
He's Coke. A white man.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Pepsi.
I don't like the taste of Pepsi.
It's fair.
Coke. All right.
All right.
Wrap this up by saying onward and, I don't know, downward, I guess?
Outward.
Yours, Dennis the Best Zastera.
The best.
Yes.
There is a bold claim.
It's written right
My
there.
Lord, shots fired.
All right. Open up the second email, and it says, "Welcome, apropos, to the show that never ends.
Ooh.
How was the first part of this little game? I hope you remembered what y'all picked. Not like it really matters. Nothing matters.
Well, it's so that we know who is right and who is dead.
What happens, Salsa?
Question number one, yes or no? I said, what did I say? I said no.
I said no.
No, I said yes. I said yes. What did you say?
I said yes.
I said no.
Okay. Context is, did James say yes to this question?
Yes! I said no.
We were
oh my
all,
god.
All three of us were wrong.
No, James.
No,
correct.
I said no.
Huh?
James
I said
no,
because I thought it was about Ouija. And I said no.
Oh, that's
no,
right. No,
thanks.
You said no. That,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I was correct.
Yes. Question number two, red or green? Which color reminds you more of Christmas?
Green.
I say green.
I mean, red, I guess.
Hmm. Yeah, Salsa.
Green reminds me more of, like, grass.
Huh.
Whereas, you know, red reminds me more of blood on snow, so definitely more Christmassy.
Oh. No, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Very jolly.
Mm-hmm. Question number three, Oxford or Webster? Which university would you rather spend a month alone at?
Oxford.
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 Oh, yeah.
Then I can wear those loafers.
Wingtips?
Yes.
Question number four, Luke or Owen. Who do you currently more relate to on the Lars Moisture Farm on Tatooine? Luke Skywalker or Owen Lars?
Owen.
He's dead.
Well, yeah, but like at the time there, he was just like he was some kid's uncle, and he was just like, I don't care. Be responsible. Do the thing that you're supposed to do for your family.
Okay, if we're going back to pre-dead Owen, then we have to go to pre-everything happening Luke. Right?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Pre-everything happening Luke was a whiny bitch. So
right. He was a whiny bitch, but he wanted to do something else than fucking fix moisture gatherers. Owen was like, I'm a farmer and I'm just going to do my thing over here and not have it. Luke is like, no, I want to fucking go to Tashi Station, man.
Tired of Luke's bitching.
Yeah, no. No, I'm with James on this one. Like, yes, I understand that he wanted to do other things with his life, but it was whiny about it.
Oh, no, absolutely. He was awful. He was absolutely awful, which is why Owen is the correct answer here.
Yes.
I was wrong about that.
So, question number five, Coke or Pepsi?
Mm-hmm.
Which is your go-to for mixers? Coke.
Yeah, Coke.
Coke. Yeah.
We wrap this up by saying, well, that was fun. Maybe soon I'll have to submit a Furious 7. Dun dun dun. The dun 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 was added by me for effect, by the way.
Oh,
okay.
Signed, Dennis.
Wow, way to put words in their mouth.
I know, right? That's why I gave a disclaimer. Christ. if you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one should include nothing. The first one should contain nothing but the choices, and the second one, repeat those, and then give us the context. Who's got something to plug?
I mean, give to the Max.
Yeah.
Cool.
Give to the Max.
Got a shout out.
Dungeon Drawlers. I do.
Go ahead.
I do a project group with a couple of friends on a monthly basis, and we talk about things that are going on and that we're hoping to accomplish and our progress through those things. But also, when things are happening in our lives, we just sometimes that's what we talk about, and it becomes kind of a support group in a different way. And I just really, I just appreciate that. I just appreciate their company and their support.
I would like to give a shout out to all of the election judges, all of the people working, volunteering their time at polling places, all that have been at the pre-election voting stuff, that sent out ballots, all of the people that have been working on those things. Holy shit, you guys. There is so much ridiculousness in dissension and things like that happening. And we take our right to vote for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I mean, even I'm a woman, but I still, I'm like, yeah, I get to vote. What? As if my right to vote wasn't granted 100 years ago by the blood, sweat, and tears of other women who couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. These poor people have probably had to deal with way more than their fair share of bullshit over the past couple of months, and especially increasingly so leading up to our election, which is tomorrow / today / yesterday, depending on when this goes out.
Yeah, by the time this comes out, you already know about all of the
maybe
horrible things.
But I wanted to give a shout out to them, and I don't want to distract from that. I think it's very important. They're doing very, very important work.
Agreed.
Hear, hear.
So.
I am going to give my shout out to every American citizen who has the capacity and capability of voting that votes.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of you that don't vote and you have the capacity and the capability of voting but choose not to can go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
All right.
Any final thoughts?
Bye, bye, love you, bye, bye, bye.
All right.
What's your closing line?
I don't know. We would like to thank Dennis for sending in a fast five.
Yay!
We would like to thank everybody who's listening to this thing.
Yay!
We would like to thank... We don't have a guest, so never mind. On behalf of...
Imaginary guest.
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal jazz fingers.
Verbal jazz fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.